My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the EDP Formula One podcast. It's time to look ahead to Silverstone, which is always proper exciting. I'll reintroduce you to the pod crew. I have Richard Baxter here.
Hello.
Richard, hello. Carl Cumbers.
Hello.
Stephen Rust.
Hello.
David Tillier.
What up?
Nice. Perry Hamilton.
On time.
Yes. You're always on time for the second part. How do you do it?
I don't know.
We should be very thankful. Britain. 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 Good. Exciting.
Love it.
Any of us going?
No. I'm going on Saturday.
Carl's going on a Saturday.
That should be good.
Are you not going, Michael?
I'm not going this year.
What?
Sole point. But I'm not going.
Wow, glad I brought it up.
Playing the World Cup.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Or they don't want to send me anymore.
Other commitments and what have you?
Other commitments. But
I don't want to fill in if they want someone else to go.
No, I don't think they do, to be honest. But it's sad because there's a great chance of obviously a home win this year. And the three I've seen, not really been any chance of them, to be honest. So how much does Lewis need that? He was the last British driver to win at Silverstone, 2008.
All right. He's been unlucky last year. He's winning in the tyre.
He probably would have won that race, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So, he just needs to beat Rosberg. Need to win to get a bit of momentum back. And also, it's a British Grand Prix. Any British driver wants to win, so taking out the championship, he'd be desperate to win it. So, I'm sure he's a firm favourite as well.
I'm sure he will be. I'm sure he will be. How do you guys see it?
Yeah.
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 I always tend to pull for Hamilton at Silverstone. I always think that he's always in with a good chance. He's one of those drivers that feeds really well off the crowd. Crowd will be up for it this year with obviously him in a superior vehicle. They'd expect him to be doing well. So I think you'll get a lot of good support. I think I'm going out on a limb here. It's not a prediction as such, but I think you're going to see a lot of support for Ricciardo. I think you're going to see a lot of Ricciardo fans there this weekend as well. Obviously, the Red Bull team being based at MK, a lot of people make the travel for that, a lot of people fans, but he is the anti-Vettel, and a lot of British fans are kicking back against Vettel and have kicked back against him. So I think you'll see a lot of Ricciardo fans, and I think you'll see him go well. I think you'll see a good performance from Danel.
I really like Danel.
Yeah, also, there's quite a lot of people who live in Australia and think, no, I don't really like good weather and like really nice food and like Christmas on the beach, so they move to England as well. So
Clapham, generally.
Yeah.
But they're still Australian and proud.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Steve, you're a big Lewis Hamilton fan.
Of course, yeah.
So you must be proper excited.
And nervous.
Oh, he's nervous. How much does he need a win here, do you think?
100%. He needs to start clawing it back. I know it's early in the season, but it's still quite a big way, and that can easily just get deeper and deeper. He needs to start clawing it back, really, so I'm not even going to make a prediction where he's concerned, to be honest.
Well, I'll see if you stick to that later. Something always happens at Silverstone, Richard. Mark Webber, obviously, he was his number two driver, and the issue with the was it front wing?
Front wing.
With Sebastian Vettel back in 2010. Webber was his last Formula One win, actually, in 2012, apparently, was at Silverstone. I think that's right, anyway. Blame Wikipedia if it's not. 2011, it was the off-throttle blown diffuser row, which effectively gave Fernando Alonso the win, and then everything returned to normal the race after. That was nuts. And of course, last year, as you mentioned earlier, Carl, all the tyres were blowing up. Always Silverstone.
Yeah.
The home of... Well, is it? I mean, a lot of the teams are based around here, so that does add something to it, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I think Silverstone was one of the tracks, that really was... When you look at the calendar, especially, it's one of the tracks that was, you'd think back to Graham Hill and Jackie Stewart and stuff. People like them racing around the real classic Formula One F1 drivers, and it's one of those circuits, where you look at it, and along with Spa and Monza, I always think as somewhere it's going to be brilliant.
And Canada.
Canada, yeah, as well, that's another one. Yeah,
always got
big power circuits, aren't they, most of those? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what Formula One needs? These sort of
old school power tracks,
bang it out.
No, I don't think Formula One needs that. I think Formula One just needs competition. Formula One just needs consistent competition. If that's found in twisty tight, I mean, Suzuka is always a good competitive track. Yeah, I don't class that as a strong power track as such. It's got some very tight turns, very twisty turns, that little figure eight shape that it runs. I just think it needs competition. It just needs teams to be close, or at least have people fighting for the lead. I think that's all we really want to see when you break it down.
Yeah, you want like a you know, sort of a privateer's cup to run in it as well.
You absolutely do not want that. jog on.
Most important weekend for who wants, other than Lewis, I presume. We all say it's Lewis. Is it the most important weekend for Lewis?
I'll plump something out there for Kimi. I mean,
again,
he needs to just pull his finger out and get it done.
Well, give him more power then.
Yeah. Well, I would if I could, but stop your yapping, put your foot down, get around the track.
Look at where your teammate is, he's five places up the road.
Right, exactly. He can do it. And we know Fernando likes his track as well, so.
He does.
You can say the same for Vettel. He's in that same kind of position, he's outqualified and outraced by his teammate on multiple occasions.
I could say the same for Vettel, but I don't want him to do well, so I won't.
How qualified a lot, isn't it? It's like five out of seven, something like that.
Has he got a bad record at Silverstone? Because Mark Webber always done quite well there.
He didn't finish last year. I don't think there was cheering.
I don't know if he's.
I don't think he's won it, has he?
And there was cheering when
someone because he won in July, did badly.
Who do we reckon won it in 2009?
Well, I thought Webber. I guess Barrichello.
I thought it was Vettel in 2009.
I thought it was Webber.
Webber.
Barrichello.
I'm going to say Alonso again.
It was Vettel. It was a Red Bull 1-2, and it was Vettel on the podium, Vettel on pole, Vettel fastest lap, and Vettel first.
I can't remember that race at all.
See, I thought it was Vettel, but you guys were all saying that it was Vettel.
Mark Webber led for two laps, Sebastian.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to edit this now so that I don't sound wrong. Vettel has won.
Recently.
Hasn't won at Silverstone for a while. He has won there.
This decade.
So
has won there this decade. Nicely done, Richard. big weekend for him then as well, clearly.
And you could also say Williams, after the decent race that they had, and it's kind of a home circuit for them, you could say it's a big weekend for them as well. You know, if they want to keep up a good bit of progress.
Well, it must be a while since a British licensed team, so to speak, won the race as well, mustn't it? Mm. With Red Bull, Mercedes and Ferrari. In recent years, McLaren in 2008 with Lewis. Sort it out, boys. Sort it out. Right then, prediction time, which is always exciting time too. Let's rattle through.
I find it less and less exciting.
Well, that's because you keep looking at the table. Let's go through it, shall we? Austria. I predicted, I'll start with me first, I predicted that Vettel would finish ahead of Ricardo, Daniel Ricardo, that is, in race and qualifying, which was wrong. Didn't do either. I said one Williams would out qualify both Red Bulls. I should get double points for that, really. Hamilton wouldn't win, I said, which proved right. No one really kicked up a fuss about that prediction, so I'm taking it. I said Kobayashi would finish ahead of, the first out of all the young teams, which was wrong. And Gutierrez would exit in Q1, which was right. Ped, you said you qualified. We did pick a particularly hard set of predictions.
I thought it was solid.
Qualifying, front row Mercedes, second row Red Bull, and third row Williams. And then in the race, Hamilton to win, Ricciardo to finish ahead of Vettel, and no McLaren in the top 10.
Sorry. I got Ricciardo ahead of Vettel, didn't I?
You did, sorry. Yeah, you did. You did get one, sorry. Yeah. Good point. Thanks. Kyle, you went for qualifying 1-2-3 of Hamilton, Rosberg and Vettel, and then race 1-2-3 of Hamilton, Ricciardo and Vettel, which you got a Q-dust point for. Well done. And Steve, you said Rosberg will be on pole, Hamilton will win, no safety car, which is correct, and Maldonado with his first classified finish, Perez to one stop. Well, he did actually two stop. But that's close. And of course Sam Todd got in touch on Twitter trying to make it look easy, I think. Ricciardo pole, Red Bull 1-2 at their home track, Hamilton third, a retirement for Rosberg, Button in the top six, and both Toro Rossos in the points. Sorry, Sam. You see, we make it look hard, but it is actually hard.
Did he just pull a fat goose egg out there?
Well, we gave him he did ask for the kudos point, and now he didn't get them right. I feel like he deserves a kudos point.
You can have a kudos point because they don't really mean
it. So, just a couple more of those, Sam, and you'll be ahead of Mav on the table, don't worry. The table as it stands. there's a few blank weekends for people, obviously. Steve, you're still leading quite comfortably as well. Rich, you're second. Kyle, you're third. I'm ahead of DT on only kudos points. That's how tight that is. But I've had 8 goes at it, and you've had 3, so you're probably the moral high ground in there a little bit. Pedger then 6th, I'm afraid. John Luton
behind DT.
John Luton 7th, and Mavs 8th, with Sam obviously hanging on in there in 9th. Just one go, which leaves us to Silverstone. Who wants to go first? We've got a bumper load of people, so
go first if you want.
Steve wants to go. He always wants to go there first. Go on, Steve.
Well, for Saturday, I'm going to predict that the Mercedes are split. So they, for qualifying, that is, so they'll be split in some way or another.
So there'll be a car between the two Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that Raikkonen will not do Q3.
He won't make Q3.
And then for Sunday, I'm going to predict Hamilton has faster pit stops than Rosberg.
How am I going to check that? Okay. Well, both of them. Aggregate time. Oh, how am I going to find this out?
We'll say both of them.
Okay, so the aggregate time of Lewis's pit stops will be quicker than Rosberg's.
Yes, because they weren't this weekend.
The pit stops, not the time in the pit lane in general.
Yeah, the pit stops, yeah.
So the actual stop.
Yeah, the actual stop.
Just getting the ground. Yeah. Okay, thanks for that. You're not getting a kudos point for that. No. I'm going to get one for working it out. Yeah, carry on.
And there will be a safety car.
Okay.
Because I predicted there wouldn't be on the last one. Right. And I think there will be on this one.
Okay.
And here's the big one. Rosberg DNF.
Oh, I think it's coming. And I think it's going to happen at Silverstone.
Will there be a massive cheer? Like Vettel last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, because he's a bit more respected than Vettel is, though.
Well, I'd go as far as to say he's liked. You're not just respected.
I think it'd be more for the championship than what it would do for Lewis than a personal slight against Rosberg, which of course we know it is for Vettel. So, okay then.
That's my predictions.
Probably get a kudos point for that, I would say. Rosberg DNF. Maybe not. No one else needs to agree with me. So now you're leading. No one likes you, Steve. Sorry. Right. Who else? Who next?
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
I'll go with a Hamilton win. I think he needs it. I think he deserves it. I think a Williams on the podium. I think Ricciardo out qualifies and out finishes Vettel. And I think on the Saturday, Kimi Raikkonen out in Q2.
Ooh. Okay.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
And he's going to leave it at that?
Because I'm at this now anyway.
It's another beep. Who's next?
I can't say.
Oh, will you stop swearing? I don't know, really. I'm sort of making up rules.
Oh, okay.
I probably prefer bleeping you.
If you bleep that, people are going to think it's a worse word than it is.
I know.
And it's not, it's just.
And this should just leave the on the end. Just. So that's what you hear.
Don't you start. Now I've got something thinking you as well. Right, carry on. Who's next?
I'll go.
Okay. Oh, don't start whispering. You're loving more.
In qualifying, I'll go Maldonado to go out in Q1.
Okay.
Is there an anti-kudos point? Can we anti-kudos point?
He didn't go out in Q1 in Austria.
Oh, I don't care. He's rubbish.
Gutierrez to go out in Q1 as well.
Okay. So now that one.
And I'll go for a bit of... Because it's a British Grand Prix.
It is. Well done.
I'll go... cheers. I'll go Chilton to out-qualify Bianchi.
Okay.
Hamilton on pole and win. And I can't leave Jensen Button out, so I'll go... Button to finish top 8. Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Well, is that right? Jensen would take it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Button top 8. So.
Okay, nicely done. DT seems to still be working everything out. There's going to be some serious prediction work, so we better go to you, Richard.
It's funny you just said yours, because I was thinking last night, actually, I was going to say Hamilton, I think, is going to win. I was going to say Button top 10, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say Button's going to be exactly 9th.
Ooh.
And Chilton's going to be not only ahead of his teammate, but he's going to be ahead of both Caterhams as well. He's going to be the fastest of the newer teams.
Mm.
That's my British pride.
Love it.
I think that only, more British pride coming this way, only one German is going to finish the race.
Okay.
And there's blood.
Quick transfer of recording device, just bear with us. Sorry, Richard. Mid predictions, which is never particularly useful. But you were saying One German finisher.
Two.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you changed your mind.
Well, I remember Hülkenberg was racing as well. I think only two Germans are going to finish the Grand Prix, which means I'm not going to say who, but only two are going to finish.
But I like the inference that you thought it was only one until you realised Hülkenberg was racing, and then you thought it'd be two. So I'm thinking you reckon Hülkenberg's going to finish the race.
Yeah.
Right. Is that an official prediction? Count it.
Well, I've got another prediction to follow, but...
Oh, okay.
Also, how German is Rosberg as well?
Isn't he? His dad's Finnish, isn't he?
All right, well, let's not turn it into an Ashes. But yeah, okay, two Germans to finish at the British Grand Prix.
Yeah, and the final prediction is going to be Verne to out-qualify and out-race Kvyat,
which we decided is due.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's due.
It's due. Definitely. Now, then I went to DT, who's still working out his predictions.
Yeah, I've got mine.
You've got yours, yeah. Well, I'll forget mine if I wait, so you're going to have to just wait now.
Yeah.
Wait, and I'll rattle through these quickly, because I believe I said that there would be an all-Mercedes podium in the race, as in not three Mercedes drive cars, but three Mercedes-powered cars, just to repeat the joke. It wasn't very funny the first time. Then what else did I say? I said I think Lewis will be on pole and will win the race. He was on pole there last year. I think he can repeat that. And now I've lost my flow. What else did I say? Anything else? Was that the last one I said? I was going to come up with some really good ones, and I've forgotten now.
I just thought went, no tyre blowouts.
No tyre, but well, Pirelli will be helping. There are no major tyre issues. That's right. I remember what I was saying. As to whether you go with the momentum or you go with the fact that things will change. So I think Vettel is going to finally outfinish Daniel Ricciardo. And I also think that we will see a point for a Lotus.
Ooh.
Somehow.
Mm. Bold as brass, my friend.
Get your Q-dust point in that. DT!
Right. So,
this better be good, because you've been spending like hours on this.
Yeah. Well, a couple of pods ago for me at least, anyway, I predicted the top 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now
I'm going to predict the entire grid. finishing grid.
Craziness. So, all 22 finishes in the British Grand Prix as 22 individual predictions.
Yeah, I've probably missed one. I that's why I spent so many times going back through it. So I'm sure have I missed one, but I don't think I've missed one, but hopefully. Right, so I think Hamilton's going to win.
Uh-huh.
Ricciardo second. Alonso third.
Oh.
Then Vettel, Bottas, Hülkenberg, Massa, Raikkonen, Perez, Magnussen, Button, Grosjean, Sutil, Maldonado, Verne, Gutierrez, Bianchi, Chilton, Kobayashi, with a Rosberg DNF, Kvyat DNF, and Ericsson DNF.
I mean, I don't know what we do if that's right. Either we teleport you somewhere.
I think that we just have to stop doing the pod. I think it kills the pod.
What the world ends if that comes.
I think I would lose the lead.
F1.
I think.
Would they ever race again?
I mean, you'd probably be arrested.
Bernie would probably.
Either for that or
DT. You know. Can you please go to a bookies and see what odds they'll give you on that, and just put a quid on it?
You could probably buy it.
Well, five p would do it.
Just put something on it, because if that comes off, that'd be mental.
That would be quite.
Cool. I won't get you on the order of the DNFs. I'll just let you have the DNFs. Yeah. Is that all right?
Thanks.
When you're watching it, all this starts to happen.
Because
the
problem is, I'm ahead of you on kudos points at the moment. So if I give you a kudos point for that, you might go ahead of me. But
you've just given yourself a kudos point for just getting a point. And if that happens, you get your kudos point. Right. So.
Well, I can't give DT 22 kudos points, but
no.
Maybe a couple.
You give him a kudos point for trying this. And then, so I just want to clarify. If, say, for example, three of those cars come in the positions that you've said, you're expecting 3 points for that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, three out of...
Yeah,
it's done as 22. A percentage of one prediction.
Right,
so
okay.
That's basically split into 22 segments.
Yeah.
So actually, it's a terrible way of doing it, but it's brilliant fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I cannot wait.
Hey, I'm nowhere near the lead, so I might as well have a bit of fun with it.
So I've got to write down
all
that.
You're ahead of me. Yeah. Calm down.
I've got to write down all that, and I've got to work out the aggregate pit stop times for the two Mercedes drivers. Thanks, guys. Yeah, making my job really easy.
Mine was quite simple.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Because I've just got no hope left.
Thanks. It's gone, hasn't it? It's gone. Right, I think we're done then on that bombshell and exciting. I mean, if that's not worth watching the British Grand Prix for, I don't know what is. Thanks for listening, as always, guys. Thanks for coming in. Always much appreciated, gentlemen. EDP24.co.uk/F1 for lots of F1 stuff. My column in the Eastern Daily Press, this podcast, other gubbins. And if you want to go to Twitter, then go to @EDPF1 or @MichaelJBailey, and you will find me and people residing. And these guys are on Twitter as well. I went round that way. Let's go to you first, Richard.
@Bax_kid.
Kyle.
@KCumbers.
Steve, no.
@DaveTidia.
Ped.
@PedHD56.
We haven't still had any #AskSteve questions, Steve.
I don't think the world is that bothered.
My apologies, it took me so long to edit the last podcast that the kind of #murking thing wasn't given the chance to catch on. I feel a bit bad about that because it was a good picture.
I have a picture of my nephew murking me in a swimming pool, which I will at some point post.
And what happened?
As long as my sister's okay with pictures of my nephew going on Twitter,
we better check that first.
I will check that. That's fine. That but he is. He's got his arm right on my shoulder. He's proper murky.
Lovely. And what about there was one of these two, Kyle and
that went on.
Steve?
That was on Twitter.
Was it?
Yeah, that
I don't
went
remember
on.
Seeing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Well, that's
oh,
a dig
yeah,
that.
The EDP pay more attention to your Twitter.
Yeah, we'll have to dig that out. All right, then, we're done. Gents, thanks again. We will see you after Silverstone. Enjoy it if you're going. If you're watching it, like me and us, then enjoy it as well. You can still enjoy it on TV. That's fine. Bye for now. We'll see you in a week or two. Cheerio.